Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I am rejoicing in the Lord, and I'm so grateful that you were able to join me today as we continue and go on in the Word of the Lord. I was beginning a message yesterday from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, entitled, The Sin Which Doth So Easily Beset Us. Yes, beloved, the Scripture says that you and I have a problem with a besetting sin, and that besetting sin is unbelief. But we can take heart and be encouraged because many great heroes of the Bible also struggled with that. And the pages of the Word did show to us very clearly the struggles they had with believing God. Jesus told His disciples, "The Spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." We are creatures limited by time and space, and we're serving a God who knows no limitation of any kind. And so It's a part of our natural state, but God is wanting us to live in the Spirit, that we can, by faith and in the Spirit, live in such a realm supernaturally that the things that would normally bring fear and upset and disturbance and rob us of peace, that we can face the most trying times, the most difficult situations. We can even go through great tragedy with an amazing peace, a peace that passes all understanding, because our God is with us. So unbelief is a sin that God's people throughout the ages have struggled with. And as I closed yesterday's broadcast, I shared how that unbelief affects the Lord. It's a source of grief to Him, and our lack of confidence disappoints His love. If we have doubt, unbelief, or little faith, actually it also insults His truthfulness. What His Word said, He's given us His Word, and if we, by our actions or attitude, oppose that, we're really saying, "Well, you know, I don't really think you meant what you said, God. I don't think you told the truth." And certainly that would be insulting Him. And then, of course, if we do not trust Him, it actually hinders His plan and His purposes for us. So I'd like to share with you next, since we've seen how it affects the Lord, now let's look at how does it affect us? And I don't know about you, but you might be able to see yourself in this listing that follows. I'm going to share five things with you, and we can see how readily we can fall prey to any of these the results by not trusting God. First of all is a lack of joy. That certainly is a real plumb line for us. How filled with joy are we? That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. We're to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. We're to be careful for nothing, but with everything, with prayer and supplication, let our petitions with thanksgiving be made known unto God. When we read the Word, it's like, why should we be troubled? I'm thinking of that old song, "Why should I be discouraged? His eye is on the sparrow." Remember that? If his eye is on the sparrow, certainly he will take care of us. We might not know about tomorrow, but bless God, we know who holds our hand. So a lack of joy is a result of imagining all kinds of dangers that are just lurking ahead of us, ready to darken our pathway ahead. And if we don't face the future with a genuine faith in the living Lord, the devil will be certain to put all these fears and anxieties and stresses in our way. In 1 John 4:18, the Word says, "There is no fear in love, But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. So right now I'm going to stop, because there are some of you that have been so heavy, and you can say, Sister Glass, that's me, because I certainly don't have any joy. What I'm going through right now, I'm just feel so depleted. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, when we can't, you can. And so, Father, I'm lifting those that are so filled with fear. Lord, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Lord, I take authority over anxiety and stress. And Lord, I release the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. God, that supernaturally, Lord, you'll put a song in their heart. Lord, that they will be willing, even as Job said, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. And so, Father, that's what we're looking to you for. We pray for a joy that just expresses in a childlike way that you are in control, that what we have need of, you're going to provide, that what we lack the wisdom for, you're going to give understanding, and you're going to give counsel, because you are the great counselor. Thank you, Lord, right now for that impartation, every bit of stress to go, every bit of tension, Lord, that headache, Lord, that neck, that shoulder area that's so tight from a result of stress, Father, I just ask, Holy Spirit, you release it right now. Beloved, just take a deep breath, a slow, deep breath, and blow it out. And as you blow, just give all those troubles to God. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, what's the result of this besetting sin? Lack of joy. A second result is that our needs are unmet. Listen to what James said in the 4th chapter, verse 2. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. God has resources that come, beloved, in response to our believing prayer. And there are times that we feel really weak. Beloved, that's why the Lord said, wherever two or three would agree, there's power in agreeing prayer. That's one of God's principles. That's not some clever little trick I say just to kind of get you to write so I can get your address. No, it's a principle. And those that do become a part of my spiritual family, those addresses, if you give your address, I share it. I've never shared it with anyone, nor do I share prayer requests. That's a sacred trust between the Lord and you and myself. But as part of my spiritual family, I seek the Lord. I do not beg for finances. I believe, and God has certainly demonstrated for going on well nigh 50 years, that He alone sustains this ministry, that He touches the hearts of people, and by His grace and mercy, we're able to continue to praise, to proclaim the glorious gospel of the kingdom. And so, beloved, He has resources for you. And if we don't have faith, if we don't believe God, well, they're undiscovered. And what's another result? Well, another result is that we have a fear of failure. You know, as servants of Christ, if we don't have faith, we'll attempt only that which is humanly possible. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You have no idea the number of times I've stood on that scripture. My goodness, about 5 years ago now, I did purchase a used RV, and it's not that large. It's 29 feet, and I use it a lot when I travel, go to the reservations and in ministry. And I thought I'd certainly made a mistake. It was very intimidating. And I have to park it next to my house, and there's just like inches of clearance. And every time I park, I do it very slowly and very carefully, but I claim that scripture. So what is it that the Lord is prompting you to do? What little thing has just been sort of, oh, it's in the back of your mind. Well, I should do that. But, I really don't feel up to it. Whatever it is, beloved, God, just obey God. You know, I've learned a long time ago, sometimes it is more painful, more difficult to not obey God, because even though he's very gentle, the Holy Spirit, he is very persistent. He doesn't give up. That thought keeps lingering. And beloved, do yourself a favor. Just obey God. He'll give you the strength. Stand on that scripture. Don't let the fear of failure rob you. Also, another thing unbelief does, it limits God. That's not a good thing, is it? Without faith, we place limitations on both the power as well as the activity of God. Listen to Psalm 78, verse 40 says, How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And also another result of unbelief is that as his child, we don't mean to, but we really dishonor God. If we refuse to trust him, we actually dishonor and displease him. What does Hebrews 11:6 say? But without faith, it is impossible. Not just difficult, not just somewhat challenging. It's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise God. So, beloved, I'm sure you don't want to do that. I'm sure you don't want a lack of joy in your life. You don't want your needs unmet. You don't want a fear of failure to limit you. And you don't want to limit God or dishonor him. So by trusting him, beloved, by allowing him, he's the author and finisher of your faith, you will be empowered to do whatsoever things he asks of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I just sense the presence of the Lord. Lord, I thank you that you are our God. And Lord, that you who are the author and finisher of our faith, you're going to perfect and complete that faith. Even now, Lord, do it. Even as that man said, he said, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And Lord, all of us, Lord, that have areas of unbelief, help that unbelief, Lord, and cause us, let that faith that you've given us rise up in our hearts and say, yes, Lord, I believe God. I know there's nothing too hard for you to do, Lord, and I praise you. You see my circumstances. You see how the enemies fought me, but I thank you, Lord, I'm more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, on that note of victory, I will bring this broadcast to a close, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue this message. I love you deeply. Thank you, my spiritual family, for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow at this same time. God bless you. This is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.